Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Craig Merriweather, and this is another dose of Mojo Wisdom. Today's inspiration comes from Paulo Coelho, author of The Alchemist and many other life-altering novels. He said, "The world lies in the hands of those who have the courage to dream, and who take the risk of living out their dreams, each according to his or her own talent." So now what? You're reading this email because someone had a dream. The books that inspire you the most are in print because someone had a dream. You're able to listen to your favorite music because someone had a dream. You keep returning to your favorite restaurant and ordering your favorite dish because someone had a dream. The medicine that heals you, the robots on Mars, the fancy oven that cooks your food, the tires that roll you down the road. All the various things that touch your life are there because someone, somewhere, at some point, woke up and said, "Wouldn't it be great if?" and then acted upon that dream. But make no mistake, manifesting that dream into physical form usually came with great opposition. People laughed, scoffed, and ridiculed. They said it couldn't be done and that the dreamer was a fool. And maybe it didn't work for the first, second, or 573rd time. But the true dreamer perseveres. Yes, it did take risk, but the dreamers have no choice. Read any biography of any great world changer, and it is rife with trial and tribulation. There is always much wailing and gnashing of teeth. They had to traverse great mountains in order to see their dreams become reality. You have been granted a talent. I don't know what it is, and maybe even at this point in your life, you don't know what it is either. But it is there. Whether you're 20, 40, or 80, age matters not. Your dream is important. Maybe your dream is so significant to the human race that you needed decades of life training and knowledge in order to refine your dream and create its beauty. Don't give up on yourself or your dream. It's not over yet. So how do you find your dream, your passion? You've been given some clues in the form of your likes and dislikes. What are some of the activities that really light up your life? That's a great starting point. If you're really not sure about your passions and dreams, or you want to go deeper, I highly recommend the book by Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood, The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life's Purpose. Another great resource comes from Oprah and her 4-step guide to discovering who you were meant to be. Just go to mojowisdom.com/passion for links to both. If you're like me, you'd love to become stinking rich. I mean, financially free, living your passion. But making money at your dream is not the point. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. What is important is that you are doing something that you love that will change somebody's life for the better. Even if it's just putting a smile on their face because of a beautiful painting you created or a joke you told. And because of that one life you change, or the multitude of lives you will change, the world will become a more wonderful and wondrous place. Dream on, dreamer. Stay amazing.